This person here has been fighting with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs over the Montgomery GI Bill and the post-9/11 GI Bill for many, many years now. And this is something I can relate to. I fought with Veterans Affairs, specifically Veterans Health Administration, their Office of General Counsel, for way too many years, almost a decade, over trying to uphold my own civil rights at Veterans Health Administration, which I learned is impossible. 99.9% of the time, even if you follow the rules, even if you know what you're doing, which I did, even if you quote win, it's not really a win. Because nobody gets fired or held accountable ever. And then also medical neglect of Veterans Health Administration is also very common. Check out my other videos if you want to learn more about that. But this person is another example of how the US government makes it to where military service members, their families, and veterans ultimately are positioned perfectly to end up fighting for table scraps while billions of dollars are going out to the Department of Defense contractors and also the civil service system, which is a horrendously run mess and great for a haven for useless employees, as it was so eloquently stated by one of the social media commentators. I love that comment. Anyways, but he is now trying to get the Supreme Court, US Supreme Court, to take this case on appeal. He won at one level and then he lost in an appeal and now he's appealing it again. This has been going on for many, many years. The US Supreme Court takes a small number of cases that people try to get into the US Supreme Court. I'm very curious to see if he will be able to get this into the Supreme Court or not. The US Department of Veterans Affairs and their Office of General Counsel, which basically means their lawyers, which are paid for by you, the American taxpayers, by the way, are fighting this tooth and nail. They're really happy that they won at the appeal level, even though they lost at the lower court level prior to that. And this is a great example of how incredibly ruthless the US government is towards service members, their families, and military veterans, and specifically the US Department of Veterans Affairs at times. I have had mixed experiences myself. And so some really horrifically bad and some really, really positive, excellent ones. And he's having a really horrifically bad experience right now. His goals of going to basically is an Ivy League school. My understanding is he got accepted into, he's trying to pursue a degree program there. He was trying to go back into the military. He's now aged out and would be too old, in his 40s now to be qualified to go back into the military. And it's just really ironic because it's like here you have somebody who has already been in the military and done a lot of service there and is willing to go back and do more service, and yet is treated so poorly by the system that our US government has set up. And it's very few people that are really looking out for military service members, their families, veterans, etc. And one of them was listed in this article. I will go ahead and place this article on my LinkedIn. My LinkedIn is at Hello Vanessa Media. I have a little page for that. I also have a main profile, which is on Go Vanessa, if you look up that. So I will go ahead and link the article. Can't do that on TikTok. Underneath this video, but I will link the article. As you can see, it's Chicago Sun-Times. If you want to look up the name, his name is James Rudisill right there. And so you can also look that up on your internet browser if you want to try it that way as well. But it's a case I'm going to keep my eye on and have been for some time now because I'm curious to see what will become of it. But the contractors receive, like I said, billions of dollars from the taxpayers and aren't fighting for anything. And they're able to do so much of what they want and get so much money and have so much freedom. And the service members, their families, are really treated like second rate is probably an overstatement, or understatement maybe, citizens. Like they're treated like less than. And when you get out, it's like it was even stated in this article that the purpose of the post 9/11 GI Bill was to try to boost retention during war. And this is what they do a lot. It's like we'll give benefits when we really need people, and then we're going to take it right away as soon as we think that we don't. And it's no wonder that recruitment and retention overall is down for the US military. I mean, I think that people that are highly intelligent, have a lot going on for them, are not going to want to join organization within the government that is has a well-documented history of betraying the trust of these service members and their families and veteran population again and again and again, and making it to where people are fighting for basic necessities of life, essentially. And I was, I've said it before, I'll say it again, check out my other videos, but Veterans Health Administration has this multi-billion dollar, massive record-setting budget, and most of it is just squandered. Like, they use money to place ads, paid ads. They have a YouTube channel with, like, professional lighting, all this stuff for propaganda purposes. Like, I don't even, I'm qualified for Veterans Health Administration healthcare. I can't even go there because the service is so bad. These humans that work there, most of them are straight out horrible humans. And they're just there for checks and benefits. That's it. It's all about the money. They don't care at all about the humans that they're supposed to be helping. And the ones that do probably won't last, which is why the civil service system needs to go. And it's why I make these videos to raise awareness about situations like this, where the military community are constantly getting shit on. And this is one more example.